every yearning satisfied. I was reflecting on the many earthquakes that have recently been rocking the world. Quakes and distresses have been striking the globe with increased intensity and frequency. And earthquakes are just one pointer to the soon return of the Lord in power and great glory. But my thoughts transferred to a different earthquake, one the prophet Elijah saw. My mind sped to his shattering experience with his violent earthquake. He stood in the presence of the Lord and experienced a devastating, fierce and mighty wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And through the gentle whisper of God's voice, Elijah knew his God in a new and powerful way. I want to share a special reflection from Way of Faith about that quiet, gentle stillness. A soul who made rapid progress in her understanding of the Lord was asked once of the secret of her easy advancement. She briefly replied, "Mind the checks. Mind the checks." Perhaps the reason that many of us do not know and better understand him is that we do not give heed to his gentle checks, the warning whispers, his balanced counsel. His quiet restraints and gentle constraints are often passed unheeded in the clamour of life. The Lord still whispers in his small and gentle voice. A still voice can hardly be heard. A still voice must be almost felt. A still voice is like a steady, gentle pressure upon the heart and mind. A still voice is like the touch of a morning zephyr on your face. A still voice is a small voice, quietly, almost timidly spoken in your heart. A voice that, if heeded, will grow noiselessly clearer to your inner ear. His voice is spoken into the ear of love, for love is intent on hearing even the faintest whisper from the beloved. But there does come a time also when love ceases to be heard. If love is not responded to, if love is not believed in, he is love. And if you would know him and hear his voice, take heed and give constant ear to his gentle touches and his hushed breath. Take heed in conversation when about to utter some word. Give heed to that gentle voice. Mind the checks and refrain from speech. Take heed when you are about to pursue some course in life that seems clear and right, until there comes a heart-to-heart suggestion that almost has in it the force of conviction. Give heed and mind the checks. Learn to be still and wait on God, to be hushed in his presence and listen. Learn to wait upon him for the unfolding of his will, for he knows the way you should take. Let God form your plans about everything in your mind and your heart, and then let him execute those plans through you, but in his way. Do not possess any wisdom of your own, but rely on his perfect direction. Many times his execution will seem contradictory to the plans he seemed to give. If it appears to work against himself or to counter your thoughts, listen and mind the checks. Simply listen, obey and trust the Lord, even when it seems high folly to do so. He will in the end cause all things to work together. Though many times initially the outworking of his plan appears contradictory, in his wider knowledge he is content to play a losing game. So if you want to know his voice, never consider results or possible effects. Obey the quiet voice, even when he asks you to move in the dark or the opposite way. He himself will be glorious light in you as he leads you down the path you are to take. You will discover an acquaintance and a fellowship with God holding you and him together, even in the severest testings, holding him and you together, even under the most terrible pressure. In this time of earthquakes and many other terrors that are coming on the world, men's hearts will fail unless their heart is anchored to his voice of love. Listen for that still small voice of the Lord that whispers deep within the heart, and mind the checks.